Let us pray. O Creator, open our eyes to see the truth, our ears to hear your words, and obey with a steadfast heart. Amen. Our first reading is from the epistles. Now, most of the New Testament readings for these days of Lent offer different perspectives on the cross. Today, we hear from Paul's first letter to the fledgling church in Corinth. Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Listen for God's word to us today. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the discernment of the discerning. I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. So ends the first reading. Now, for the first two Sundays in Lent, our gospel readings were taken from Mark, which is the dominant gospel for this liturgical year. But each year during Lent and Easter, the church shifts some of its attention to the Gospel of John. In our first reading, which Joel will read in a moment, we hear of Jesus cleansing the temple and interpreting this act as a foreshadowing of his death and resurrection. In the other Gospels, this story occurs in Jesus' last week in Jerusalem. But in John's Gospel, it occurs very early in his ministry. Listen again for God's word from John 2:13 through 22.
The Passover of the Jewish people was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling the doves, take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house a marketplace. His disciples remembered that it is written, zeal for your house will consume me. The temple authorities then said to him, what sign can you show us for doing this? Jesus answered them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. They said, this temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken.
Word of the
Lord. Thanks be to God.